Hello, and welcome to the final segment of 2020's Talktober Challenge, hosted by Carthen Audio and performed by many other audio artists, ASMRists, and me. And I actually don't know what I'm getting myself into because I didn't look at the list. I just know what is here up to this point, and I have no idea what I'm going to do. But that's the whole point, because this is improv, ladies and gents. And for once, I actually...
Oh, shit.
I was about to say that I have the energy, but it's late in the night again, you know? Because that's the only time I can record. But I will try my best to have my water, so hopefully this will give me a little burst of energy. And, well, I feel like I should say this in general, so... I am not sure if I'm going to make a month review for October because, to be honest, I'm displeased with October. Mainly because, I know that a good portion of my subscribers do not have my Reddit. They may go over there, but just in case you haven't heard. So, last week I was cleaning up some of my files and, in bulk, I was, like, selecting each one just mindlessly or, like, collecting them all. And, you know, you do this thing where you delete, it goes to the recycle bin. Well, if you're trying to delete in bulk, a message will pop up and say, oh, these files are too big to recycle. Would you like to permanently delete them? Well, dumbass me didn't process that information, even though... You know, at this age, I believe I am very tech savvy, and I just went with it anyway. And then, right before my eyes, and just a few seconds later, I feel like crying because I accidentally deleted most of the audios that I had planned for late October and early November. Yep. And there was a whole lot of things, too. It was a chapter for Padded. It was a chapter for Sunite. It was a autumn-themed, technically Halloween-themed, like, not-safe-for-work audio called Welcome Home Pumpkin, which you can only imagine is what it is, and I'm going to try to have to convert it into Thanksgiving theme because I have to do those videos over again. Yeah. That's what I'm going through right now. And I hope you can forgive me and thank you for your patience because I am slowly, slowly getting my shit back together. And so I thank you for being here in this time. And so for day 21 is Fearful Astronaut. So give me a second. In fact, I actually made a list. I'm just stalling at this point, but I actually made a list of all the audios that I accidentally deleted. So, oh yeah, my cake day audio! I completely forgot. So today is actually October 26th, and that is my cake day on Reddit, which is basically my 1 year anniversary of creating the profile. And my 1 year anniversary for my YouTube channel is coming on November 4th, I believe. I think. And, oh yes, perfect time. So, sorry. I am actually considering, let me get my shit together, sorry. Yeah, I think so. And I think now would be a good time to say this as well, even though I'm just stalling for ideas, that I am considering on doing a Q&A type of audio where you ask me questions and I get the answers. So if you have any questions for me that I am going to post on my 1 year anniversary for my YouTube channel, please leave them down below. I would love to answer them. Of course, if they're not like too private, then we're all good. But okay, so Fearful Astronaut. That also makes me think. I had a Kaylee story time pulled up And then I don't know if I want to do that again because it was about me versus teachers. And, you know, teachers deserve a lot more credit. Growing up, I had a lot of bitchy teachers. All right. Anyway. What's that thing called where, like, you go in to test to see if you can, like, take the force of the speed? Fearful astronaut. Whoa. Oh my God. I can't believe we actually made it. We're on Saturn? Just, oh, home looks so small from here. Wait. Don't move. Don't look now, but I think there's something hiding behind that rock. I don't know, it looks like something. Do you think it knows we're here? Well, I mean, of course it would know that we're here. I mean, we came down in a fucking spaceship, but what do we do? Well, I guess we can't necessarily blame them. We are kind of, we did kind of land on their property, so to speak. Should we confront them? You do it. I don't want to do it. Well, then again, I mean, it would be kind of cool to be the first to have the connection with a totally new species in the universe, but, well, come on then. Great. Just a bunch of dust. Or stardust. Wait, why is there a footprint? Alright, sure. Sure, I'm down. I'm down. And the next one, Day 22. Enraptured serial killer. Enraptured serial killer. There are a lot of serial killers in this world. And it amazes me that they didn't catch the Zodiac killer. And who, wait, how old would he be right now? Like in his like 70s or 80s? Well, you see, officer, I don't think you quite understand my motive here. Now, the way I see the world is quite simple. I enter a place, I rubberneck, and when I see the target, it just seems that they have this red glow about them. And I see a lot of red these days. So you see, you can only imagine why I would want to get rid of such a parasite. And with my precious friends, my blades and bullets, they'd be happy to get the job done. And when they succeed, I feel so glorious. It's that kind of feeling you get when you're at a spa and the masseuse cracks that back just at the right angle or rubs at your skin the right way. Instant relief. And I feel as if I have done some good in this world. And my purpose is this. And so surely, officer, you can see the same thing I do, right? When you wail your sirens, when you zoom down the street, it doesn't matter, does it? Everything's red to you. Oh, no, 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 no. You see? I see the light. No, 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 no. You don't get it. I have seen the light. The devil's been with me the entire time. But you don't have to worry. God's with you. I took that on a level I didn't think I was gonna go there. Another water break. Nosy Werewolf is an audio that I know that I can't do as the werewolf because I'd have to do a lot of editing effects to get it right, and also my voice isn't that rapsy enough to do werewolf. I can try demon, but like dragon and werewolf, it's hard. It's hard. All right, I have an idea. Oh, yes, I'm coming to bed, honey. Just give me a second. I want to close the curtains. Well, hey, big fella. Hiya, Jim. Is it that time of the month already? Yeah. That's gotta be really annoying for you. Yeah. I feel ya, but hey, at least you always know what the face of the moon is. So, Jim, what are you doing here? Now, don't ooh me. What were you doing at my window? I quit sniffing me. Just. Jim, you know how I feel about this. I know. You don't want your roommates to find out. I get that. But hiding in my house is not going to work. No, not even the couch. Just. You are a wolf. Can't you just go run off into the forest for the night and just sleep under a tree or something? Really? You're scared of bears? Oh, well, I don't know. How about you just, like, knock on the door of some rabbit's hut? Maybe they'll offer you a stay for the night. You know what? Actually, look here. Yeah, very shiny, right? Yeah, you want it? Well, honey? Oh, no, it's all right. Just, I think we left the window unlocked by accident. But don't worry, I got it now.
Oh, I am so ready for bed.
Very nice on my part. I liked what I did there. Okay. Hothead crab. Totally didn't get that idea from Moana. Hot-headed crab. All I can think about is, I don't know. Teenagers. They think they know everything.
You give them an inch, they swim all over you.
Or just come back here. You're just like your mother.
That's literally all I can think about is Sebastian, so let me go to the next one, which is Careless Boyfriend. And, oh, Careless Boyfriend. Oh, I'll be a careless boyfriend. I don't give a shit. Let's see. How to be a careless boyfriend. You forget to cherish her. From the wise words of Cody from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Cody Martin, careless boyfriend. You forget dates. You forget their birthday. You forget the anniversary. You give them a sandwich and you forget to cut the crust when they don't like the crust. You go out on a dinner date and you look at your phone all night. Whenever your significant other tries to confront you about something, even though it's not necessarily confrontation, but rather they're trying to work it out with you, such as they try, okay, let's say for instance, they say, hey, it really bothers me when you do this because I feel impacted by that. Or, I'm trying to think of a good example. Okay, like this. Hey, so it kind of bothers me that you put in a lot more effort with spending time with your friends rather than spending some quality time with me being your girlfriend. Okay, in that kind of situation, you would agree. You would you talk about it. But it's not just about communication, it's about comprehension. It's about responding appropriately and working towards that goal of wanting to connect and wanting to be happy and assured that everybody is getting what they want, but also everybody feels like everything is accounted for and they feel loved. They feel like they've been listened to. That's what everybody wants. And so, a careless boyfriend would pitch a fit. A careless boyfriend would lash out and basically show that where their heart is not in you, and therefore you feel like you have a reason to break up with them. But a good boyfriend hears this and goes, okay, when are you next available to hang out? You know, just work together. Be a good person. And look out for other people because we literally have nobody else. And with that snobby monster hunter, I don't know what the fuck that is. Alright, snobby monster hunter. Is that so? You've successfully killed your first monster? Oh, well, good for you, little lad. However, you don't really shine up against my medals here. Yeah, I'm sure all the heads of my house would laugh at you, too, with what little glee you have left in your eyes. Oh, I just mean no harm in that sense, but you just have so long to go. I mean, sure, there's the owl bear, sure, there's the bug bear, and the beholder, but you know, you ain't seen nothing yet unless you've been turned over by a succubus. Though I do have to admit that I feel you a lot, kid. The succession, the feeling of winning. That's the drug of this business. And that's what keeps me going. So you can see, you work a little bit harder. You get a few years under your belt. You could be as successful as a monster hunter like moi.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And now day 27 is Condescending Zookeeper, which I think I already know where I'm going to go, so. Hold on, I want to say this right before I say anything. But now I'm, okay, I just looked it up, so now I know the facts, but condescending is kind of a strange term to me, because it's like you pretend to know something that, but like in reality you don't, or like,
wait, what a condescending.
Patronizing superiority. Superiority, yeah. Okay. I think I got one. So condescending is like superiority, okay. Oh, shit. Someone's gonna connect this to Joe Exotic, aren't they? Or, hey y'all, you cool cats and kittens, Carol Baskin's here. Oh god, this is ridiculous. This year is ridiculous. Oh, but I gotta do it my own way. Why, yes. Yes, ladies and gents. Although here stands before you a lion, the king of the jungle, I stand here and being the ruler of all that resides in these cages. All of these animals, they look at me and they think, mommy. And that's exactly how I planned for them. That's the only way the captivity really works. I mean, look at this lion. Look at this precious lion. In fact, did you know that a lion's roar can be heard from 5 miles away? Why, yes, ladies and gents. And the reason behind that roar is to inform other lions that they have set foot on their property. And now I would like to warn everybody with me today that you should not, and I repeat, do not place your hands inside of the lion's cage. I mean, I could do it right now and nothing could happen to me because, of course, they're going to see that I am the king of this jungle. But anyway, you could get your arm cut off. So please don't do anything stupid. Those teeth are sharp. You know, I'm thinking good enough. And also, we're getting at the bottom of the list, and I kind of want to hurry up. Okay, Squeamish Gargoyle. It's cold up here. No one who told me that it would be this drafty up here. Why, yes, I know the lake effect and all, but just... we are pretty high up. What's our purpose anyway? Aren't we supposed to ward off evil? No, huh? Are we guarding the building for something? No? Well, what is it?
Decoration.
Look, I know it's Halloween, but I'm not a decoration. I'm no ploy in somebody's all-around Halloween decor aesthetic. Man,
I don't know how I could survive out here. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. You know? I wonder what could happen if we could fly out of here. But alas, we're made out of stone. Unless a stronger wind came by, or a lightning bolt. Oh no, no, nothing's gonna happen to us. I'm certain of it. Oh my. My. I'm so glad I didn't go the Hunchback of Notre Dame route. But actually, I live in Michigan, and growing up, if you ever heard of like American Chillers, there's a Michigan Chillers. And when I was a kid, I read one of those books, and it was called Gargoyles of Gaylord, or Gargoyles and Gaylord. And yeah, it's a Michigan Chillers book. So yeah, it's a nice recommend if you like youth readings. Okay. Yeah. Next one. Dreamy Thief. All right.
I know. I came up with this in my sleep. It's gonna work, I promise. Just trust me.
Okay, so what we gotta do is collect all of our savings, take everything we own, and move to Paris. All right, I know. We'll make it work. Listen. Once we are in Paris, we're going to lay low, right? Yeah. Yes. Just like in my dream. And then we're going to go to the bank that is on the corner of this street in this town. And then we have to rob the bank. Going from the backside. Okay? Yes. Why are you doubting me? What's there to contradict? I have the blueprints of the whole building and everything. Now, I saw this. Just don't you ever get a gut feeling and then you go to sleep and then you have a dream and then boom, it practically writes itself. The plan writes itself and I have it. Okay? You see, I am Joseph. Okay, so we rob the bank. We go down this street, and we go turn on the other so the cops don't follow us. And then we hitch out of there, we get to another car, and then that will drive us to another building where there is a fire escape, and we have to run up there, but sneak into one of the open windows, okay? That's just how those buildings were designed. And don't worry about them, don't worry about them. The worst we're gonna do is, like, knock over a fishbowl in our hurry, but don't worry about that. They're gonna save them, don't worry. So we get out of there, we make it to the roof, and then we are sprinting on top of buildings, just in case if anybody sees us. Suddenly we're Mary Poppins, I don't know. But we're going to make it, and then there's going to be a big gap in the buildings. But don't you worry, we're going to have a plank, right? Okay, I know, just like Aladdin. It's like, I swear, I've been watching a lot of Disney Plus lately. I mean, yeah, you should check my watch list. But okay, so we go over there. And then we're going to hide the money in the safe that is on that building in this town on that corner up in those heavens. What? Am I lacking schematics? Sure. But is it going to work? You can count on it. I would know. Hoo-hoo-hoo! And just looking at the list, I'm excited for day 30, which is Anxious Doll Maker. And now, okay. Low-key, I kind of like the idea of, like, doll makers and dolls. I don't know why, I just do. But let's see, Anxious Doll Maker. Let me think. Well, you see, I was in my shop last night, and, I was working on a new product that we had planned for the Christmas season, and, well, I might have created a monster.
Well, I mean, not technically a monster. I mean, it's a doll. Dolls can't be monsters. I created it as if it was my own. It was my baby. It was surely going to make enough sales for my commission this time, but it... As soon as I rounded up, it came to life, and then it called itself by this name. I don't really remember it. It must have started with a C or something, or a K. I don't know. But it wobbled at first. It wobbled, it cranked, but then, right when I thought that the wounder in the back would stop, it kept going. It's as if I flipped a switch on someone's life and I had given birth to a little walking disaster. No, you see, when I make my dolls, you can see the imprint on the company. My name is on that doll. There's no way they couldn't trace me down. And now I... Well, I don't know what to do. And I don't even know how, but I think somehow, when I was creating the head and finishing the last touches, it must have learned how to use some oil because, well, I can't hear the creaks anymore.
Anxious indeed, anxious indeed. And so for... Oh, Carlin. Oh, Carlin. Day 31, Halloween. Caring YouTuber. And I am quite a caring YouTuber. And I'm so grateful for everybody, honestly. And this goes without improv, honestly, because... Even just... 1 year ago, I was in a very, very bad place. And I created this channel to help me out of it. And now that it's been a year, I still remember the bad times from now and again. That's natural. But this channel has given me a reason to keep going. And another outlet for entertainment that I thought that I was losing. And I'm so grateful that there are people that enjoy my voice and they want to listen to more of me. And today has been a very happy cake day. And, well, just as I said before, if you do have any questions for me, please leave them in the comments below because I can't really figure out the community tab on YouTube. I don't understand it, but maybe one day I will. But that Q&A should be coming up early November. And with that, this has been 2020's Talktober Challenge. And I'm so grateful for you if you have listened to this far. And I thank you for continuing to support me. And I'm really excited for the next year to come. Because I'm not going anywhere, folks. Ah.
Well, I guess now I should say,
Happy Halloween, ladies.
Highlander reference. Okay.
Happy Halloween. And good night.
I'll see you next year.